We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Holton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, new information from seismologists about a big earthquake in July, suggesting it was a larger seismic event than originally thought. Live now to KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, that Ridgecrest quake was actually three powerful earthquakes, each quake just over a magnitude six. It had us rocking here in L.A. Those three faults all ruptured together over about 12 seconds' time. And then who could forget the more powerful quake the next day, the night of July 5th, 7.1 in magnitude? We're now told actually rupturing on 20 faults roughly the same time. All that happening over 22 seconds. Seismologists apparently always learning new things.
Some of them can be learning experiences, especially when they occur in areas that they may have seen these types of quakes historically, but not in our recent recollection, not in our recent history. But it's definitely a time for the researchers and the analysts to really delve into the information, delve into the science behind what happened and get into the geology of the area.
That's USGS seismologist Robert Sanders says he wasn't surprised by the new info came out of Caltech. California faults, big, small, they can rupture together, they say now, and create much stronger quakes than originally thought possible.
Big mystery in Leimert Park this morning. Police trying to find more about a woman who apparently was screaming for help and a car was speeding out of the neighborhood. It's all caught on a cam. Let's go live to the scene. Here's Sean Baird.
People in the neighborhood are shocked and certainly a bit nervous after the incident that happened late Tuesday night. A woman was heard screaming for help, as you described, as a vehicle was passing by, a small white car. It was captured on a Ring doorbell cam. Apparently that went on. The screaming went on for like 30 seconds. The terrifying sounds brought people out of their homes, including the home where the Ring doorbell was located. Now, I just talked to a neighbor who tells me they also found something on their Ring doorbell. They've turned it over to police.
It's like it recorded something that we sent to them, but it was like very muffled and you really couldn't make anything out, but we sent it to them anyway, just in case.
My understanding is there are a lot of Ring doorbells on this block, and that's why police were checking. Another neighbor had heard a man and woman arguing before this happened. A man saying, "I'm sorry." The woman kept screaming for help. Police have canvassed the area. They still don't know whether this was a kidnapping or a domestic dispute. Reporting live in Leimert Park, John Baird, KNX 1070.
The former medical reporter for NBC4 here in Los Angeles is out on bail. His lawyer says Dr. Bruce Hensel is innocent of the charge of using an online app to ask a 9-year-old girl to send him sexually suggestive photos. LAPD detectives arrested Hensel in Beverly Hills, and he is out on $5,000 bail. Police say the girl is the daughter of an acquaintance. One of Hensel's neighbors in Pacific Palisades told CBS2 that detectives served a search warrant at Hensel's home last month.
Cops came back and seized like a bunch of stuff, computers and all that. My neighbor who lives around here too, she said he's always acting like he's really famous, and she goes, he sure does go to Thailand a lot.
Hensel left Channel 4 3 years ago after 29 years on the air.
Detectives this morning investigating the death of a baby in, or baby boy, I should say, in Walnut, who was apparently left for hours inside of an SUV. LA County Sheriff's deputies say the child's father was performing CPR on the child inside a business on Amar Road when they responded to the call. A witness reported that the baby had been in the vehicle for 7 hours. Both the boy's mother and father were questioned. No arrests have been made at this time.
The plan to allow digital billboards on some cabs in LA may stall before getting a green light. right.
I feel we need to do something for this industry.
Councilwoman Nuri Martinez says she's just trying to level the playing field for an industry struggling to compete with ride-hailing companies. As a way to help cabs make some extra money, she's proposed a pilot program to let a reasonable number of licensed taxis have digital billboards. But attorneys for the city are raising concerns about letting only cab companies benefit.
A legal concern is going to be out there if there's sort of any discrimination among drivers, even myself. Why can't I have one of these things on my roof?
Councilman Paul Caret says he's not totally opposed to including some Uber and Lyft vehicles in the proposed pilot program. But he argues it's taxis that need a boost, especially after taking a hit with the introduction of the LA exit system at the airport, which now bars cabs along with Uber and Lyft from picking up passengers in the central terminal area.
Eliminating the only area where taxis are competitive due to their convenience.
Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The former Vice President Joe Biden is going to be in LA today attending a couple of fundraisers, scheduled to speak at the LA Trade Technical College. That'll be this afternoon, then heading to reception at the Riveter in West Los Angeles, then wrapping up the evening at another reception at a private home in the Palisades.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.